Hello, and thank you for taking a moment to walk with us in this global solidarity meditation today. Throughout the meditation, you will find opportunities for reflection on your own. If you find yourself wanting to spend more or less time on the reflection questions provided, feel free to either pause the recording or skip ahead to the next section. This audio reflection is presented by Catholic Relief Services. CRS, the official overseas relief and development agency of the United States Conference of Catholic Bishops, and a member of Caritas Internationalis. CRS eases suffering and provides assistance to people in need in more than 100 countries without regard to race, religion, or nationality. This audio reflection is adapted from CRS content by Maria Arroyo, Field Director of the CRS West Region, and Kelly Hickman, a volunteer and friend of CRS. Narration of this meditation is provided by Kelly Hickman. The closing prayer, Together in Your Grace, was written for CRS by Edward Hoyt. In preparation for this retreat, which can be done on your own schedule, you might take a walk or find a quiet place to sit in or near nature to spend praying with this audio reflection. You may choose to have a journal with you. You will need the two images included with this retreat handy, either on your phone or computer, or printed out. This meditation is an invitation to make a pause, activate your imagination, encounter God in our sisters and brothers from around the world, and in the stories that are at the heart of our sacred human experience. You are invited to be touched and to be moved. The invitation is to be like Mary, who treasured and pondered all these things in her heart. Luke chapter 2, verse 19. I now invite you to enter into this space from a place of being, to give yourself permission to rest from your doing, and allow your imagination and heart to blossom in this moment of prayer, as St. Ignatius of Loyola invites us to do. Close your eyes, and with the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, slowly allow yourself to enter into the space of sacred silence. Silence, which is God's first language. Enjoy and delight in the sacred silence for a moment. Inhale, expand, and exhale, release. Inhale, expand, and exhale, release. Inhale, expand, and exhale, release. Little by little, begin to open your eyes and ask God to guide you on this solidarity journey with Triveni and Premshila Kumari. As you listen and pray, please gaze upon the photo of Triveni and Premshila holding hands. The eager smiles of 11-year-old Triveni Kumari and his sister Premshila Kumari, who is 13, hide a stark reality. When Triveni was born, their mother died in labor. Then, in 2013, the two suffered yet another tragedy. Their father died of tuberculosis. Lacking money and motivation, the children withdrew from school. Along the dusty road that winds into their small village in the West Champaran district of Bihar, India, the modest house that their father built sits mostly empty, with the occasional visit from meandering livestock. The children's guardian, an older brother in his 20s, migrates seasonally for work as an unskilled laborer, and sends what little money he earns back to help support his siblings. When their brother is away, the children stay at their uncle's home next door. Yet despite their modest circumstances, Trevenny has high hopes for his future. He wants to be a doctor someday. Premshila would like to become a tailor. Trevenny has a proud demeanor, while his sister is more reserved. But they are tied together by their care for each other. Thanks to assistance from Catholic Relief Services, the siblings are continuing their education. They were re-enrolled in school through the CRS-supported Bachpan Project, which also helps them receive school uniforms and daily lunches. The project is supporting thousands of the most vulnerable families across 12 villages with information about government services they are entitled to and help in applying for benefits. The project is helping and empowering our beneficiaries to know about their rights and entitlements, says Supriya Mukherjee, CRS Program Manager for the Bachpan Project. We're trying to get them empowered so that they can have a dignified life. Asked his favorite thing about school, Trevenny says, "I like to study and play." Through the Bachpan Project, he has also become a peer leader, warning other young people about the dangers of child migration, human trafficking, and early marriage. "I'm helping other children go to school, and when they do not go to school, I tell their parents," Trevenny says, adding that he's enjoying his time on the committee. "I'm happy to help other children not migrate for work." Bihar is one of the most populous states in India and also one of the most economically depressed. Child migration and human trafficking are prevalent. One objective of the Bachpan Project is to help form, support, and strengthen community-based organizations that then become their community's watchdogs. "The magnitude of the problem here is huge," Mukherjee says. "Poverty is one of the main push factors of child migration. At the same time, there are a lot of pull factors. For instance, children and parents get tempted with city life, and traffickers come and give them false promises. In fact, most families where Trevenny and Premshila live earn income as day laborers on large farms. To survive, many migrate seasonally for additional income." A community liaison with the Bachpan Project intervened to discourage Trevenny and Premshila from migrating with their brother. As a member of the Bachpan Project Village Child Protection Committee, the liaison worked with this group to help the children get government benefits and go to school. Now, Trevenny and Premshila each receive $15 a month from the Government of India. They recently used some of the money to buy kerosene and food. "We are happy to have the help," Premshila says. "That makes us feel good. We have hope for the future." Take a moment in silence to pause and be with Trevenny and Premshila's sacred story. Observe what comes up for you. Ask yourself, "What feelings do I feel? What thoughts visit my mind? What do I see in the photo? What would I like to say to Trevenny and Premshila? What does their story invite me to?" To guide you on this next solidarity journey with Edward Chikonga. As you listen and pray, please gaze upon the photo of Edward in his boat. Edward Shikanga is surrounded by hippopotamuses, sitting in a boat on Lake Kariba. With the sun in his face, Edward gives the tourist view of Zimbabwe. There are crocodiles in the water nearby, even if he can't see them. He can hear the hippo snort and sees a head pop up every once in a while. Edward muses that they are laughing at him. In the distance, a herd of elephants lumbers across a nearby island. It's sobering to realize that everything in this scene, the wildlife, the landscape, and especially the water, is affected by climate change. Edward has made Lake Kariba his office. Lake Kariba is one of the largest lakes and reservoirs in the world. It lies on the border between Zambia and Zimbabwe. At over 140 miles long and 20 miles wide, the maximum depth of the lake is 320 feet. Despite the lake's size, Edward seems to know every inch of it. When guiding tourists, he points out animals and landmarks on shore. He wants to provide his visitors good pictures and memories, but he's also focused on what lies below the surface. Lake Kariba has been disappearing, which is of concern to Edward. Lake levels plummet during El Nino years, when reduced rainfall upstream lessens the flow of rivers feeding Lake Kariba. When the water goes down, islands and trees once below the surface make an appearance, which can make navigation difficult and possibly dangerous. Edward's continued employment also can become tenuous. That's because the water brings the tourists. If there is not as much water, the tourist flow may slow to a trickle. This water was disturbing our tourists even when cruising in the lake. We were very afraid of hitting the trees, breaking down. Some people were not even looking forward very much to coming here. It was very painful for us who work here on the lake, Edward says. Edward's favorite part of his job is fishing. He says fish used to be plentiful throughout the lake. But like everything else around Lake Kariba, fishing has been hurt by drought. The fishing has been affected with this lower level because we used to catch lots of fish. Now there's nothing, says Edward. With the sun high up in the sky, Edward navigates around the rising islands on Lake Kariba as he heads back to shore. The drought and climate change, in general, have brought up obstacles for Edward, but he feels the lake is still giving him life. He wants to own his own boat someday, and he knows he will do everything in his power to protect that dream and the water that floats it. Everything has changed now. It has affected us. We are going to prepare so that we can meet it next time, Edward says. What we have to do is we, as elders, have to teach the children good living. Don't do this, or it can affect us. If everyone is taught, then we are all good. Take a moment in silence to pause and be with Edward's sacred story. Observe what comes up for you. Ask yourself, what feelings do I feel? What thoughts visit my mind? What do I see in the photo? What would I like to say to Edward? What does his story invite me to? Today, you have met and heard the sacred stories of Triveni and Premshila in India, and that of Edward in Zimbabwe. our walk with God is reflected in our walk with others, including our global neighbor. And so we pray, O God, our hope, there is someone in transit with destruction behind and the unknown ahead, with thieves all around. May I walk beside this one in prayer, and may we walk together in your grace. There is a child with neither father nor mother, threatened by disease, exploitation, and neglect. May I walk beside this one in prayer, and may we walk together in your grace. There is a fisherman in his boat on the lake, looking up at the sky, wondering when the rain will return. May I walk beside this one in prayer, and may we walk together in your grace. Lord, we ask protection for the vulnerable, those who are ill, those who are taken advantage of, the mothers and fathers who cannot feed their children, the ones who have lost their way. These, your beloved daughters and sons, do not let them become as strangers to me. Turn my heart that I may walk beside them in prayer. Guide my path that I may walk beside them in deed, and find among them a sister or a brother. And let us walk together, together in your grace. Amen. As this meditation comes to a close, may you carry the sacred stories of Triveni, Premshila, and Edward with you. You, too, are part of our one human family. Ask yourself, what does God want my relationship to look like with my sisters and brothers around the world?